Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on the last line on page Mem Hey. We're about to turn on to page 90. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Noshim Chayovos B'Kiddush. Women are Chayav in Kiddush. Afal Pishu Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Man Grama. Even though Kiddush is a Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Man Grama, Pirish, Mrs. Aseya Tluya Bizman. As we know, a Mrs. Aseya's Magrama is a positive commandment that is dependent on time, which Kiddush is. But yet, women are Chayavos because Mishum De'itkish Zachar L'Shamar. We have a Hekesh between Zachar and Shamar. V'hani Noshi. And these Noshim, Ho'il V'isnu B'Shmira, since they're included in Shmira, which is the Lo Saseys of Shabbos, Nathnu Molocha on Shabbos. So Isnu b'Zechira, they're also included in Zechira, which is the Aseis, or specifically Kiddush. So because of the Hekesh, even though women are normally Peturos from Mitzvah Seishah and Grama, over here, because of the Hekesh of Zachar v'Shamar, women are Chayavos. Not only that, the Mechaber goes on to say, U'motzios es ha'noshim, since they're 100% Chayavos like the men, they can be motzi the men. The same way that women are chayav, just like men, so the same way a man can be motzi a woman can be motzi a man in Kiddush. Says the Mishabura. The Mishabura begins on page 90. We're in Sivkotun Gimel. The Itkish Zachar L'Shamar, the reason why Noshim are chayavos in Kiddush is because of the Hekesh between Zachar and Shamar. The Zachar es Yom HaShabbos lekacho ha'omer b'dibros ha'rishonos, because the pasuk of Zachar, which is written in the first Aseres HaDibros in Yisro, v'shamar es Yom HaShabbos lekacho ha'omer b'dibros ha'achronos, and Shamar, which is written in Veschanan in the second set of Aseres HaDibros, shnehem b'dibor echad nemru. They were said at once from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore that's the Hekesh, that Zachar v'Shamar b'dibor echad nemru, therefore they are compared together. V'Zachar koi al mitzvah saseh dekiddush v'kanal. Zachar is going on the mitzvah, the araisa of making kiddush. V'Shamar koi al shmira n'molacha. And Shamar, again, like we said before, is on the low saseh, is guarding oneself from doing molacha on Shabbos. U'kishem she'be'isr molacha. And just like when it comes to the Isra Malach on Shabbos, Bivada Gam Hanoshim Musaros, for sure also the women are commanded not to do Malacha. The Mrs. Lo Sase Ein Chilu Bein Zman Grama Bein Shein Zman Grama. Because when it comes to Lo Sase, Noshim are Mitzvah on all Lo Sases. It doesn't matter if it's dependent on time or not, a Lo Sase, Noshim are Chayavos. Kein Baase De Zachar Gan Noshim Mitzvos. So the same way they're included in the Lo Sases of Shamar, they're also included from the Hekesh in the Asay of Zachar, and therefore women are Chayiv in Kiddush Daraisa. Now the Mishabura says on top of Memvav, Uposhet, it is obvious, the Katan Eino Motzi as Haisha, that a Katan, like we discussed yesterday, can't be Motzi an adult man, so a Katan also can't be Motzi an adult Isha. The lo asi the rabbanon umapik daraisa, the katan who's only chayev because of chinuch from the rabbanon cannot go ahead and be motzi an isha who, as we just learned, is chayev daraisa. Vafilu imhu ben yud gimel shana, even if this katan is really 13 years old, chayshinan shema lohevi shtei saros, we are still worried that we don't know for sure that he has shtei saros. To be a gadol, you have to have shanim, which is 13 years, and yet a simanim, which is shtei saros. So we might know he's 13 years old, but we won't know if he has shtei saros. The b'mili d'oraisa lo samchinan ha'chazaka. Because when it comes to d'oraisas, we don't rely on the chazaka. The mikevan she'igia l'chlal shonen igia l'chlal simani saros. So we, by the Rabbanim, we say that if a boy is 13 years old, we assume he has simanim, he has a chazaka. He could lay in, he could down for the amud. But when it comes to d'oraisas, we don't assume just because he has the shonim, he has the simanim. Achi is malei zakana, until he has a full beard, then we can be guaranteed that he has simanim as well. Kemo shekasa b'choshen mishpat simin lamed hei. Lochein tekadesh ha'isha la'atzma. Therefore, if there's an isha with a katan, or an isha with a 13-year-old that does not have a full beard, so then we would say the isha has to make her own kiddush, because the katan who is only the rabbanon cannot be motzi the isha who is the araisa. Now, if you look down in the Shaar Tzion and Ozdal, he writes this idea that the katan cannot be motzi the isha because the rabbanon can't be motzi the araisa. That's the Mogen Avram, the Shaar Achronim, the Ayin Bedogum Revava. The imhaisha kfar espalala, little chazar from last night. If the woman who was chayv the arayis already daven mariv, the chiyuva sulo have rak midrabanan. Now her chiyuv, as we learned last night, has been downgraded from a daraisa that she was mekayim with her davening, and now the chiyuv of kiddush only drabanan. So yochol hakoton shelo espalala tziyah. So a katan that did not yet daven, so he is one drabanan. He can be motzi the isha who davened, who's also one drabanan. But the in his palo, but if the katan not only is below age, so he's the rabbanon, but he also davened, so he's a double the rabbanon. The su have a trade the rabbanon it's la katan talya leplukta. Then already you have a katan who's two the rabbanons. One the most in isha who davened is one the rabbanon. That's telling the machlokas that we discussed last night. Ayin shom. The ulam dasa tosefa shabbos lahachmir. However, the Tosas Shabbos is machmir, even if the Isha daven and she was downgraded to the Rabbanim, and the Kotan didn't daven, so they're on the same level of the Rabbanim, the miyodeya im ha'isha kivna lotzeis b'tfilei de kiddush. It's not so pasha that just because someone davened, they were yotzei the daraisa and they're downgraded by their kiddush ala kos to be the Rabbanim, because maybe the person who davened, this Isha, didn't have kavana to be yotzei, and therefore, like we discussed last night, maybe she still has her chiyuv daraisa, and therefore he's noted to say that even if she davened and he didn't daven, he cannot be motzei the Isha. One more point in the Shaar Tzion at Osei, we said in the Mishnah Bura that we don't assume because he has shanim that he has simanim when it comes to a mitzvah daraisa, unless he has a full beard. So zok to Shaar Tzion lav dafka. It doesn't mean he really has to have a full beard. El kol sheyesh ribui seyar bizakano. As long as he has a nice amount of hair on his beard, that would be enough of a sign that we could assume he has shtei saros as well. Back to the Mishnah Bura, we're on page Mem Vav, we are in line number 6. Vim eino yodas lekadesh basma. We said if there's an isha and a katan, or an isha and a 13-year-old that we don't know if he has the simana, make your own kiddush, isha. Let's say she doesn't know how to make kiddush. So zakta mishabura tomar imo mila b'mila. She should say with the katan word for word, me rosho viat sofer from beginning to end of the kiddush, velo techavin lotzeis b'kiddusho, and she should not be mechavin to be yotzi with his kiddush, rather with her own kiddush as she is saying. And in this case, Kaven she omeres a kiddush ba'atzma, since Lamaisa she's saying every word of kiddush herself, nachon she yehei pas oyayin munach gam lefoneh beis hakiddush. It's proper that she should have her own wine or bread, whatever the kiddush is being made on. She shouldn't be relying on that which the katan has in front of him. She should also have a koshel kiddush in front of her. She shouldn't rely on the fact that the katan is holding on to the cup of wine or to the bread in his hand. She's not being yotzi with his kiddush. She's just learning how to say the Hebrew language with him. So therefore, she's making her own kiddush. She has to have her own pas or her own yayin. This Eitza helps no matter how old he is or how young he is. He could be a katan v'yoser, a very small katan. As long as he knows how to say kiddush, he could follow after him because she's saying her own kiddush l'maisa. And this is all discussing when the woman did not yet daven mariv. Aval imis palula, but if she daven mariv already, the ladasa magen Avraham hanalak, we saw yesterday, the shita magen Avraham is kvar yotzei de kiddush d'oraisa bazeh. If she davened, she was ready yotzei daraisa and davening. But zeh yesh lismoch al nar ben yud gimel shonim she yotzei achak al pekiddush. In that case, she can rely on a 13-year-old, even if we're not sure if he has simanim. She can rely on his kiddush because her chiyuv has been downgraded to the rabbanim. The hainu she yechavin lotzia. That means to say that he should be mechavin to be motzi her. Kosa b'sefer el yirabba shnei anoshim. Two men, imrotzim lohotzi v'nei beisam, the families are eating together, two men want to make kiddush, each for their own family, lo yikachu ka'achas, they shouldn't make kiddush at the same time, the trei koli lo mishtami, because two voices cannot be heard together, unless of course they're on different ends of the room, or they're saying it softly, but stam, two men to be saying kiddush together, to be mostly their families, no one's going to be able to hear anything, and they will not be yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kadon Dalet. We said women are chayav from the hekesh, of Zach of a Shamur, and therefore their chiyav is daraisa just like men. Memela, a woman can be motzi a man. V'chein hiskimu ataz Magen Avraham v'agro v'shar achronim. All the achronim agree with this. Ataz, Magen Avraham, the Gra, and the other achronim. U'mikom okom yesh lahachmir l'chadchilu shalototzi isha anoshim she'enam b'bnei besa. But a woman should be careful not to be motzi with her kiddush men that are not part of her family. The zila milsa, it's just not, it's not respectful, it's not proper. And therefore, although a woman 100% can be motzi a man, this should not be exercised beyond the immediate family. Zakta Mishaburavitis the Kotan Hey, Ho Vachayavos, again the reason why Mikra Adin, the women can be motzi the men, is because they are chayavos just like the men. Villachain, and therefore, Yechola Lahotzi Afilu Hikfar Yotzos Yedei Kiddush. Since women are chayav just like men, the same way if a man was Yotze, he can make kiddush for another man. If a woman was Yotze, her kiddush already, she could go ahead and make kiddush for another man. Ukemo Bish, just like a man, has that ability. Lakamon b'simin reish ayin gimel sif dalet. The le'inyan kiddush anoshim v'noshim shoven. Because like we're saying, men and women are exactly equal to gabi kiddush. So the same way a man who is Yotze kiddush already can go ahead and make kiddush for someone else, a woman who is Yotze kiddush already can also make kiddush for someone else, even a man. The Shaar Tzion points out in Oz Tes, I am a prim megadim b'psicha, shem estapik b'zeh. The prim megadim is specific about this. The ulai isha, maybe when it comes to an isha, afal pisha mechuyeves, even though she's chayiv, maybe she's eina bichlal arvus. Maybe women are not included in arvus. Shetucha lohosi kishiyotza kvar. The whole idea that you're yotzi, can be motzi someone else, is because of Kol Yisrael or even Zelazep. It's a big discussion if women are part of arvus or not. So it says the Prima Godim, it's not so poshut. Maybe women are not part of arvus. They can be chayiv and kiddush d'oraisa, but if they're not part of arvus, if they're yotzi, they can't be motzi someone else afterwards. V'nishar b'safek, the Prima Godim ends over the safek. V'gama dogol mirvava holach b'shita zu she'enu yechol lohotzi. The dogol mirvava actually comes out that way that a woman cannot be motzi someone if she was already yotzei. Aval agon riki ve'egir b'tshuva simen zayin. V'chein b'chidushav cholek al dogol mirvava. Ki ve'egir famously argues on dogol mirvava. V'herich lochiach, and he speaks at length to prove b'ra'oyos, with proofs, the isha b'meshem m'chuyavis minatora hi b'chlal arvus ki'ish v'yechol lohotzi ayin sham. Rekiv Eger says that any mitzvah that a woman is chayiv in d'oraisa like a man, she's included in arvus. Anytime there's a discussion that maybe women are not included in arvus, like discussions by Birchas HaMazon, that's because of the tzad in the Gemara that women are not chayiv in benching at all d'oraisa. If they're only chayiv in a mitzvah d'rabbanon, so then they have no arvus. But Zakar Rekiv Eger, when a woman is chayiv in a mitzvah d'oraisa, like over here by Kiddush, it's pashut, she's chayiv d'oraisa in Kiddush, so it's pashut, she has arvus. So that's a big machlokas, dogam revava. Rekiv Eger, if women have arvus for their d'oraisas or not. Dogam Rebava says no. Therefore, a woman who is Yotze Kiddush can't be motzi someone else. Rekiv Eger says yes, she can be. Back to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hay, the fourth line. V'day, you should know. D'kishe'echad motzi l'chaveri de Kiddush. When one person is being motzi his friend with Kiddush, tzarech l'chavin l'hotzio. The one who is making Kiddush has to have in mind to be motzi his friend, v'ashomea tzarech l'chavin motzi. And the one who is listening has to have kavanah to be yotze. Lochein mehanochon. Therefore, it is proper sheyaskir balabayas l'vnei beiso, that the head of the household should remind his children and his family sheyachadnu lotze, sheyashav kavanah to be yotze with his kiddush. V'ayin l'kamon b'simen reisha ayin gilom v'shabura sivkotan lamed b'mashin itlov sham. Sivkotan vav. We said women can be motzi men because women are chayavos kimosam like men. Ach le'inyan zman yesh chiluk. However, this is obvious to everyone here, in terms of when their chiyav starts, there is a chiluk between women and men. Even though their chiyav is the same, the starting point is different. A man starts his chiyav d'oraisa in all areas when he's 13. But a woman starts her chiyav earlier when she is 12. That's when a woman is chayav in all her mitzvahs. Now we go to the very important Siv Gimel. Says the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, in Ein Yodo Maseges Liknos Yayin LeKiddush, a person cannot afford wine for Kiddush. Ulahachin Sarche Seuda L'Chvod HaLayla L'Chvod HaYom U'LeKiddush HaYom. He can't afford everything. He can't afford to buy Kiddush on Friday night, the food for the Suda Friday night, the food for the Suda Shabbos day, the Kiddush for the Suda Shabbos day. He can't afford everything. It is better that he spends his money buying wine for Kiddush at night. That's more important than spending the money preparing for the needs of the Suda. Or to spend money buying wine for the Shabbos day Kiddush. So says the Mechaber, he can only afford one thing. He has four options over here. He has Friday night Kiddush, Shabbos day Kiddush, Friday night Suda, Shabbos day Suda. The most important thing he should spend his money on first is Friday night Kiddush. Zok the Mechaber weiter. The Hodit Tanya, but that which we learned in the Braisa, Kivod Yom Kodem Lechvod Laila. The Braisa says the honor of the day is greater than the honor of the night. Hainu dafka b'sha'ar tzarchei suda. That's only by the other needs of the suda, not discussing kiddush. Avalim ein lo elo kos echa the kiddush. But if a person only has one cup for kiddush, kvod laila kodem l'chvod yom, the night kiddush is more important than the day kiddush. The Braisa says kavod yom kodem l'chvod laila. We'll see. That's when kiddush is not factored in. You could have a geshmak of food Friday night or Shabbos day. Save the geshmak of food for Shabbos day. But when we're talking about kiddush, Friday night is the Iker. Zokta Mishabura Sivkotan Zayin. Mutav Sheikne, better to buy wine for Friday night Kiddush. The Kiddush who misses a Seyda Raisa. Like we just learned, the Kiddush Friday night is a misses a Seyda Raisa. Ulahachin Sarche Suda, and to prepare the food for the Suda who mitzas Oneg Medivre Kabbalah. That's the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, that is only Medivre Kabbalah. Ukidixiv, like the Pasuk says, the Karasul Shabbos Oneg, it's written by the Nevi'im. The Afal Gavda, Mitzvah Sasei Shal Zachar Nuchalakayim Bezachiras Dvarim Shal Kedusha Shabbos Ovad. Aye, we learned last night and already today a couple of times. Once you daven, you could be yotzei with your kiddush dvarim, your mitzvah d'oraisa. So when it comes to your actual kiddush, the kiddush alayayim would only be downgraded to a derabbanan. So why are we going so crazy and saying kiddush overrides the onek as kiddush is d'oraisa? Really, the kiddush is only derabbanan if you daven and you yotzei your kiddush in davening. V'alhayayin einu ela midirei sofrim. So the kiddush you're making out on the wine is only midirabbanan. V'kanal v'mishabruis of katan beis, like we saw in some katan beis. Even so, even if in your case the kiddush right now will be the rabbanan al yayin because you davened and you were yotze kiddush daraisa, but lamaisa the Friday night kiddush be'etzem is a daraisa kiddush. The kiddush Friday night is be'etzem daraisa. So gam yayin shalo kodem lakol. So also its wine, which is only the rabbanan, goes before everything else. It has a chashivas. Similar to a concept that we see in the Gemara. Sometimes it says a chumra of Shabbos or Shabbos Haskila. The Gemara is talking about Erev Chatzeros, which is all din derabbanan, yet they're going to bring a riot to a tzad, Shabbos Haskila. This is not Skila, but Shabbos Betzim is Skila. So here also, Kiddush finite daraisa. Your Kiddush, your wine is derabbanan. It doesn't matter, but it's shy of the Kiddush, which is daraisa, that overrides the Onek Shabbos, which is only Medivrei Kabbalah. V'hiskimu ha'achronim, the achronim agree. The kol zeh dafka k'sheyesh lo pas l'tzarech halayla l'tzarech hayom. Very important point. That which the Mechaber says, Friday night Kiddush wins out over everything else, not so pashut. That's only if you have at least bread for Friday night, and you have bread for Shabbos day. So you have a suda for Friday night, a suda for Shabbos day, so before you're going to buy other foods, before you're going to buy wine for Shabbos day, then you'll buy wine for Friday night. Aval k'she'en lo pas, if a person has no bread, so mutav she'yikne lo pas v'yakadesh alav. Then you don't buy wine, you buy bread. You can kill two birds with one stone. You can make kiddush on the bread Friday night, and you can have your suda on your bread Friday night. So that which you're saying, kiddush is number one, to buy the wine, is assuming you have bread for Friday night and Shabbos day. If you have no bread, it's pashut, you wouldn't buy wine, you would buy bread, which you could have your suda with Friday night, and you could have your kiddush Friday night. Because you have a chiyuv to eat bread at night. The gam lemocher b'yom haShabbos, and also tomorrow on Shabbos day. V'im yesh lo l'kiddush laila. Let's say you have enough for kiddush Friday night. V'ein lo l'kiddush hayom l'chvod hayom. So you have wine for Friday night, but you don't have enough for kiddush Shabbos day and for food Shabbos day. So now Friday night is out of the loop. What goes first? Kiddush for Shabbos day or food for Shabbos day? After mistaber the chvod hayom odef mekiddush hayom, even though it's logical to say the food for Shabbos day, the kavod hayom, is more important than the kiddush hayom, and the reason why it would be logical to say that is because the only reason Chazal instituted kiddush on Shabbos day is because since the suda is more chashiv than the Friday night suda, the suda is more chashiv, so to add to the chashivas they added on kiddush. Kiddush is only exist in Shabbos day because it's a chashiv suda. So it's very misdaber to say that kavod hayom is odet mikiddush hayom. That's the whole source of having kiddush hayom. Mikol mokom still, efshur didai lo bepas. It could be it's enough for the Shabbos day suda just to have bread. V'hamoser and any leftover money yikne lo yayin l'kiddush hayom. It's better to use the rest of the money instead of buying delicacies for your Shabbos day suda. Once you have bread, so then you would buy wine to make kiddush before you start buying other foods. V'ayin b'bralocha. Sivkaton ches. So we said in Sivkaton ches, it's better to buy wine for Friday night more than any of the food and more than wine for Shabbos day. Hainu l'tzara kiddush hayom. Better to buy wine for Friday night than wine for Shabbos day. V'atam, the reason is, the kiddush halayla ikara hu midaraisa. Like we just said, the kiddush Friday night, b'ikar is daraisa. The kiddush hayom hu rak midarabonon. The kiddush Shabbos day is only in its source midarabonon. V'afal gav de balayla yucha loma birchas kiddush arifta. Even though on Friday night we know you could make kiddush also on bread. U'bayom kishalo yelo amalakadesh yishar b'le kiddush. And during the day, you can't make kiddush on bread. So if you have no wine, you have no kiddush. So now, mikol mokum, still, kevan de mokum sheyesh yayin, ein mekadesh arifta. Since Allah is that you have wine, you can't make kiddush on bread. Wine wins out. So delayla adifa, therefore you should make the kiddush on the wine Friday night. Even though you have the other option of bread, but lemaisa, you don't have the option of bread. Because when you have wine, you have no option of bread. So therefore the wine is used Friday night. We don't say use the bread Friday night, which you can use anyway, and use the wine Shabbos day. No. Friday night's the ikar. Even if you have bread and wine, you will use the wine for Friday night, even though you can't use the bread for kiddush on Shabbos day. Sivkaton tes. Here we go. Very important sivkaton. Very important note over here. Bishar tzarche suda. We said that which the Braisa said, kavod yom is greater than kavod laila, that's legabe other foods, not legabe kiddush. Kigon sheyesh lo ma'at minei megodim. You have some gishmak of food that you want to eat. Tov yoser sheyenichem mitzarech sudas hayom. Save the more gishmak of food, the special food that you have, save it for Shabbos day. Fine. U'besefer yamshel shlomo korei tiger al she'en nisharim bazeh. Shlomo Kluger is not very happy that people are not saving their better foods for Shabbos day. The other rabbi, they're doing the opposite. Mosif and Belal Shabbos. He says it's not right what people are doing. They're using the more chashav food Friday night. They're not saving it Shabbos day. It's the mefurash halacha that Shabbos day is the more ikar suda when it comes to the food. You should save the chashav foods for Shabbos day. Look at note number 22. Let's actually read Sivkaton Yud, then we'll come back to note 22. The last Mishnah Berurah, Kodem L'Kvod Yom, we said that which the Braisa say Kvod Yom is before a Kavod Laila, that's Dafka by Shor Tzech Yisuda. But, Avalim Ein Lo Elo Kos Echa L'Kiddush, Kavod Laila, Kodem L'Kvod Yom. When it comes to Kiddush, night is more important than the day. Hainu Bein L'Tzarech Yisuda Diyom, it overrides, Kiddush Friday night, the wine Friday night overrides the Tzarech Yisuda of the day. Ubein L'Kiddush Osim Bayom, it also overrides the Kiddush of the day. K'moshe Kasa B'Reish HaSif, like I learned earlier in the Sif, that the Iker is the Kiddush Friday night, overrides the food of Shabbos day and the Kiddush of Friday day, of Shabbos day. Note 22. The host of Hayam Shel Shlomo, the Bishabu is quoting the Yam Shel Shlomo over here, that he was korei tiger on those that are giving more chashivas to the Friday night suda and not the Shabbos day suda. Continues the Yam Shel Shlomo and he says, Shu atzmo osa geder. He himself made a fence. Shalo lechol dogim below Shabbos. He did not eat fish on Friday night. Mishum shemachal zehu dover chashivim asuyim. Fish is something that's very chashiv. Even if his wife prepares him tons of delicacies on Friday night, he has his gefilte fish on Shabbos day. He has his salmon on Shabbos day. So he guaranteed that his day suda is more chashiv than his night suda, because fish is very chashiv, and he only had a Shabbos day, not a Friday night. You could bring me anything Friday night, all the chashuva things in the world. But for me, fish, that's the chashuv thing. And I therefore always have my Shabbos day sudam or chashuv than my Friday night sudam. That is what the Yamshel Shlomo says. Umidvarav dikte kagon of Nissen Karelis. From here, of Nissen Karelis points out, Sha'af odem sheyesh lo kol tzrocha. You know, a person who has whatever he needs, he has tons of food, still he's chayav lahagdil as kvot sudas hayom misudas halayla. V'hosev, and he adds on, here's a very important point, Sha'amachal sha'ochim misudas hayom anikra chamin. The food that's choshev, that we eat during the daytime sudah called chamin, or as we call it, chulent, v'adai she'choshev yoser mishara tavshilim sha'ochim misudas halayla. Says in this Akarelis, that's the most choshev dish. So the same way the Amshel Shlomo had his fish, we have chulent, we have it Shabbos day. So people should be careful. You could have Friday night chulent, but it should be later Friday night. It shouldn't be at the Friday night suda, because it's saying the chulent is the most chashiv. So you don't have to worry about what you're eating. You can have a lot of geshmak things Friday night, but if you're not having chulent at the Friday night suda, you're only having it Shabbos day, so already you're giving more chashivas to the covered yom over the covered laila. We'll stop here and continue next time, Mirtz Hashem, with Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.